to compete the circuit, or complete the circuit for that matter?
It is a very expensive sport, and with works teams and all out there, money is no object. It is very expensive for clubmen to do. As far as the overall cost, on a shoestring, we'd reckon we're talking in the region of around £3,500.
And that's once a year, for one event?
For one event, for a five-day event, yes.
It's a lot of money. So, Michael, where do you go about finding the money to pursue rallying?
Organising the sponsorship this year has been a very difficult task, and an awful lot of people have come to our assistance. Namely, the Coachman's Inn gave us the facility of the pub where we had a quiz. But also a couple of people I would like to thank very much. Alan Dunn from Durapack, Joe McKeever, who's obviously the navigator, and he's also a very big sponsor. And Dermot O'Rourke, who's a very good friend of mine. He's been of great help to us. There's so many other people, I just couldn't go on to list
them all. Too numerous to mention.
Too numerous to mention.
Now, Michael, a final reminder on where we can see the Q102 McKeever Chemical Sunbeam Lotus.
Well, on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we will be at the Shelbourne Hotel for breakfast. The cars will be lined up around the green. From there, we will proceed to the RDS, where there is a special spectator stage to give people the opportunity to see the cars in action. Then the cars will be put into action over Sallygap and Ochavanna, which are two very good stages.
And, of course, you'll be keeping us informed on your progress throughout the circuit.
We will.
Michael, maybe take this opportunity to wish yourselves and Joe McKeever, your navigator, all the best in the Q102 McKeever Chemical Rally Car this Easter in the Rothmans Circuit of Ireland Rally.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 18 and a half minutes past eight. Murray Walker, I ain't. However, it is quite informative. Saturday morning, there is a display, if you like, outside the Shelbourne, a spectator stage at the RDS, up to Ochavanna and Sallygap over Saturday to see some high-speed thrills in the Circuit of Ireland, Rothmans Circuit of Ireland Rally. This year in 1986. It's 19 minutes past eight on Thursday with Chris Rea.
Midnight streets, ain't what one could. Those rainy, 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 rainy days, that ain't our world. I been watching you, and any fool can see. So if you want my love, baby, 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 look out for me. City lights, all pretty colors. Just the two of us. And I'll be waiting here underneath that pale street light. So if you want my love, baby, 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 look out for me.
Chris Rea's mini album. It's volume 3 and it's selling for £3.99. Well worth checking out. That's one of the better cuts. Look out for me. 8:22 if you're driving this morning. Look out for Mickey Joel.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to explain yourself?
That was very decent, you know, to say Mickey Joel. Up, 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 don't move. There's a fella trying to run into me. Me doing my best to avoid him. Where am I? I'm in Donnybrook. Donnybrook Road, just at the junction with Eglinton Road on the right-hand side, heading out towards Black Rock, where we're going to have a look at the traffic there and see how quickly we can get into town. So as soon as I get there, I'll ring you, tell you what time it is, and then we'll, as the fella says, leg it on from there. This morning, unfortunately, we're not up in the air because of our heliocopter being in for service, and the boys are changing the spark plugs on it out in West Point Hangar. And incidentally, you'll also see the Celtic helicopter over the weekend, because they're doing a lot of filming for RT and UTV
On the circuit.
Rothman's Rally. You're terribly knowledgeable on these things altogether.
It's just a little interest of mine.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Oh, you've expected.
It beats going to nightclubs and staying out late.
No, I tell you one thing now. This is the first time I've been up as late in the morning. It's 25 minutes past 8. I got up this morning at about 10 to 8.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? God, I didn't know myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got up and looked in the mirror and says, that's yourself just there at all. Good luck. I'm on the way to Black.
We'll talk to you in a few minutes' time. Okay.
Bye.
That was Mike Hogan off to a previous engagement. It's 8:24 on a Thursday morning. What have we got in the file today? Back in 66, 20 years ago, PJ Proby, a year after the fuss of the splitting trousers, was ordered off stage in Hereford and described as disgusting and obscene. Music-wise, Billy McKenzie, who led the Associates to a couple of great hit singles, he has a birthday today, as has Tony Banks of Genesis. 8:27 and a half. As Martin Block adjusts his microphone here. That's Genesis. And Tony Banks has a birthday today. He's the only one from Genesis not to have made a record. That's Duchess. 8:28. Coming up soon, our Jameson Jewellers competition winner. I bet you're all waiting out there. You've been waiting there for a week. But first, the news headlines with Martin.
21 people have been injured in a car bomb explosion in Australia. Two more blacks have been shot dead in South Africa. The United States refuses to withdraw from the Mediterranean, and Ireland may lose its beef market share in Canada. The weather today, cold this morning with some sunny spells, temperatures around 9 degrees Celsius.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes, we'll have more updates at around 9 o'clock.
Okay. if I pick up the phone, who have we got here? Have we got Mickey Joe on the end of the line?
Go on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Please talk, please.
Mr. Block there.
Yes, how are you, Mike?
Morning, Mr. Block.
Yes, I didn't expect to be in so early this morning.
Hello, 007.
Oh, that's very right. Yes, I'm sorry about that, James.
Do you know what we can call this gig? We can call this GBH of the Year Hole. That's Cochrane, Block and Hogan in the morning.
Gravy's bodily arm, my lad.
What are you doing now?
Driving the car. What do you think I'm doing? Hardly standing here looking at it.
Ask a stupid question, he says.
I'm after coming down. Do you know, in honesty, I'm looking around for the road sign. I'm grand on these places when I can see them from the air, but I don't know where I'm going half the time when I'm on the ground. I think this is Booterstown Avenue. It's the first one from Black Rock on the left-hand side. Is that right, Mr. Block?
Oh, yes, definitely. I can tell from here.
Okay, just after coming down to the lights, turning right down into Black Rock Village, and I'm going to go around the village and come back in by the Rock Road. Actually, I have a Fiat Regatta in front of me, NZS 924. It's a funny feeling, though, listening to Morning Ireland. I could be wrong.
It's 8:29. Can we do a little competition announcement now, Michael?
Yeah, you better.
Okay, well, you hang on there for a second. Now, you may remember we were running. Of course you may remember. Of course you do remember.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
If I have to stop and get petrol, is that all right?
Yeah, we've decided it's okay.
Okay, that's very good. Well, you go ahead. Don't let me interrupt you, Cochran.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, would you ever?
You know, because even though you're the man who plays the records on my program, I wouldn't like to interrupt you when you're talking.
Thank you, Michael.
How are you getting on there, by the way?
Pardon?
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, like, I'm waking up, you know.
You don't feel that you're encroaching on Greg's program or anything,
no? Mike Hogan, you nosy Parker, you. You Parker, you. It's 8:30. Now then, Jameson Jewellers, get Hogan out of the way. Put a sock in it, boy. We've been running a competition for over a week, and we were telling you, here's how you can win a superb diamond and gold pendant. The simple question was, how many facets has a bullion-cut diamond? Anybody knows that. Martin even knows that.
Yes, I do.
Was it 38, 58, or 68?
It was 58.
Correct. But you don't
win. Do I win?
No, you don't.
Oh, no.
All these people in the bag here who entered, thank you very much for entering. We have got a winner, and it is a random selection thing. It's a miss. Well, it would look a bit silly on a guy. Miss Michelle Duffy of Cedarwood, Close, Glasnevin, Dublin, 11, telephone. We won't do that. Michelle Duffy, anyway, she wins a £200 diamond and gold pendant this Easter, courtesy of those wonderful people in Jameson's in Henry Street. Jameson's, by the by, have a 33.5% discount sale on all diamond rings at the moment, and there's up to 25% off all gold. 29 minutes to 9. Anything in the newspapers?
Well, I really haven't had much of a time to look through them, but let's see. Irish Independent headlines. H. Williamson's buys all 23 Tesco stores. Mm-hmm. The government all set to beat ban on exams. Contingency plans to save all state exams this summer will be prepared for activation in the next couple of days. Let's see, the US oil giant plans to quit Irish exploration. The US oil giant Chevron is thinking of pulling out of Irish offshore exploration. That's in the Irish Independent. The headline, big headline in the Irish press, Garda in gun row promoted. This is about the Glenn Holmes affair on Saturday in Dublin. And again, it goes on to say something about the H. Williams buying Tesco. Interesting little thing here. Are you lucky? Because it may be your last chance to get into the hospital sweepstakes, because it's thinking of changing. That's, well, you have to look at that
I'm
in
not
the
looking.
Paper. Buy the paper and find out.
I'm not looking at all. If I fell into a barrel of
No, forget it. We won't talk about it. 28 minutes to nine.
Let's see, what else? Irish Times, more or less the same thing. Gulf to pull out of Irish oil exploration. A UDR man second to be killed in the family. And also, government phases out fruit from South Africa. The government are putting on a ban of all South African fruit and vegetables from October.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the shops must be able to prove that they cannot get the fruit elsewhere.
That's correct.
Otherwise, there's a total ban. What else have we got today? Story about Sam Cooke in today's Daily Mirror. There's a lot of controversy over the word controversy. Anyway, Sam Cooke was shot dead in a motel room in LA 12 years ago. Police have never been able to find out what happened. One version has it that he was killed after being seen with a white girl. Another, he was murdered by a jealous husband. And another, that he was shot by the motel's manageress. However, whatever, the royalties from his current hit will be most welcome to widow Barbara. Is Hogan there?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Well, I tell you, there's great crack now on the altogether on the Black Rock Road this morning. There's a JCB going on ahead of me, and there's a cement mixer going ahead of that. There's a lad in the bus lane on the left-hand side, and there's only great sport altogether. If Noble was here now, she'd have massive crack altogether. I'll give you, man, as an abracababra Q102... Eye in the sky car sticker.
They're not eye in the sky car stickers.
And we can stick one on this JCB and we'll see what the crack is then. Who's in front of me? Nissan Bluebird SI4630 Silver 1.6 LX. And your man's looking in the mirror thinking maybe is that him? Mm-hmm. But in fact it is. All right. He's another fella not listening to Morning Ireland. I may have to go and get some petrol. So yeah. I won't talk to you till about 8:45.
Oh, good. 26 minutes to 9. I think we'll have to call Hogan Sticker Patrol. Don't you? Anyway, we were talking about Sam Cooke. I think we should play a little record. What was it we were called again? Oh, Music Radio. That's
right. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
24 minutes to 9, Sam Cooke, What a Wonderful World. That is also the theme from the Levi's commercial, and it's not by Sam Cooke in the original ad. The ad has a guy called Tony Jackson, who's one of Paul Young's singers. We've told you that for the last 2 days, but we'd like to keep you informed. Now then, mega promotion, take a deep breath. This is hype, 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 hype.
Q102 presents Dublin's all-time top 50.
And you can hear it on Easter Monday at 3 o'clock. 4 hours of Dublin's all-time favourite music, chosen by you.
Civil.
Oh, it's Basil.
Couldn't throw in a few classical tunes, could you?
Yes, a little opera, perhaps.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Dublin's all-time top 50 on Q102.
Hey, Scott.
Michael, I'm telling the listeners about the top 50.
Scott.
Michael, please.
Then yo-yos, that's the way you do it.
Dublin's all-time top 50.
We'll be giving away albums, cassettes, dinners for two, bottles of champagne, and much more. Now, Mike, what did you want to say?
Don't forget to mention about the prizes.
Dublin's all-time top 50. I'll be counting down the chart and giving away the prizes with a little help from my friends on Bank Holiday Monday at 3 o'clock. Make sure you don't miss it.
He always gets it wrong, doesn't he?
23 minutes tonight. Tell him about the prizes, boy. Oh, gosh. If I pick up the line here, we should have... Hang on a sec. We just do this. We're busking this. We're doing this without a safety net. Is Michelle
busk,
there?
Busk, busk.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You're our winner. Michelle Duffy, this is the lady who's just won a £200 pendant.
And it is absolutely superb, in fact, really. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful pendant. So congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Are you just checking, see that we're not winding you up or something?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, you have, because you're on the radio now. You'd like to say hello to anybody?
Just to a few of the friends. Mm-hmm. Tina, Joan, Lisa. Everybody else I know.
Okay. You're heading off to work now, or are you working? Or
I'm in work at the moment.
You're in work?
Yeah.
Good girl. Good hard worker.
Oh,
looking
yeah.
forward to Easter?
Yeah.
And you've got yourselves a nice pendant, gold and diamond pendant for Easter.
That's right. All you have to do is to come into Q102 sometime this week and pick up the voucher and collect the superb 18-carat gold diamond pendant.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Michelle. Thanks for calling. We weren't jazzing you up, girl, I tell you. 21 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. That's our Jemison Jewelers competition winner. She rang us up. We didn't call the lady.
Marvellous.
That's nice. I think she'd better clear the line because Hogan will be on in a moment. Let's bring on the Art of Noise. Minutes to 9 o'clock. Make that 19 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. The Peter Gunn theme from Duane Eddy. Record's 27 years old, the original version. 27, nearly as old as Martin.
Yeah, so I got a little thing here from the birth column of the South.
Really?
Yeah, no, hang on a sec. This is very funny, really. I think this is great. It says here, from the birth column of the South Wales Evening Post, Mulcahy to Roger and Judy, nay Kent. A beautiful baby daughter, Charlotte Mary. Thanks to all at Morriston and Mount Pleasant hospitals. Baby flawless, mother breathless, father legless.
I like that. 19 minutes tonight. We'll be bringing on Hogan after this. I always wanted to say this. Yeah. First, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, is that your new Fiat Ritmo glistening out there in the car park?
Yep.
Well, did you get a rise we don't know about, or did you win the pools?
Neither. But I was smart enough to take advantage of the excellent trade-in offer on the new Fiat Ritmo. Fiat dealers are still giving incredible value. Mm. You want to think about it. Can't last forever.
How do they do it?
Well, you know what they say. It takes a better dealer to make a better deal.
Fiat. Altogether better.
Come on. Yeah.
changed to Harold Smolak, has it?
Pioneer MIDI Hi-Fi Series. Pioneer a whole new dimension in sound and style. The Pioneer MIDI Series from only £399 at your Pioneer dealer now.
Hear the sound of Pioneer.
Hey, I heard you won a fabulous getaway holiday to Spain. How'd you manage that?
Ah, it was something I ate.
Yes, eat your way to Spain at any Graham O'Sullivan restaurant, Georgian Fair, or Graham's of Dunleary in Artain Castle, and get full details of your chance to win one of six fabulous getaway holidays.
Would somebody please turn off that music?
Oh, thank you. Right, any Graham O'Sullivan restaurant, fabulous getaway holiday. Get it?
Two, 17 minutes to nine. Shall we pick up the phone?
I think we may.
Okay, morning.
I do it.
Hello.
How are you going?
Okay, yo.
Yo! You got me there?
Morning, Ireland.
Yes.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Yeah, I'm a bit to change what I normally call you.
I'm driving along Strand Road and there's this lady throwing a lift at the bus stop. So I say, right, okay, let's stop and give this lady a lift to work. Only to discover that she's on her way to town to do some shopping. And her name is Catherine, and she's from Waterford.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives on Q102 whenever she can find it on the dial.
A couple of people have said that, yeah.
I'm going to go for a spin on the dark.
What are you going to do with the car?
I'm just going to leave it.
I thought it was run out of petrol.
Well, actually, I'm on the way to doing that as well. There's a yellow light flashing at me. I didn't tell you too much about traffic this morning.
No, could we have a little traffic report, Mike? I mean, that is the object of the exercise.
Well, there's five cars there at those lights, and there's two cars there at those lights, and I'm moving at a steady pace towards the city centre. Mm-hmm. And there's an Audi that I saw out in Black Rock. There's four cars ahead of me. And it's funny, actually, because most cars do maintain their position in the movement of traffic in the morning rush. Like, you have few opportunities, if any, to overtake, and whatever opportunities do present themselves are probably a bit sceptical or a bit suspect anyway. Now, I'm trying to pass out. This is priceless. There's Massey Ferguson tractors. Oh, sorry,
Hogan.
I think I'm at home in a tie.
Yeah, I think so. Hogan's talking about keeping your position in traffic lanes, and he's trying to overtake everything, all in sundry, on four wheels this morning. It's a quarter to nine. Speaking of cars, Mike, I think we'll give our listeners a little reminder of our abracadabra cars of the day. They're actually vans today, a blue Hiace van. No jokes, please. WSI 963. Hogan knows what I'm talking about.
Mr. Block.
And a white Fiat Daily van. Thank goodness for that. A white Fiat Daily van, 8712. ID. If the owners of those two vans call to any branch of Abracababra, there's four of them in Dublin, before midnight, answer a simple question. What are the locations of the Abracababra branches? They will win 50 punts. It's 14 and a half minutes to nine. Anything else?
That's my high-ass van.
Michael, please. Thank you.
I thought he was going to say it was an Arthur Daly van.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, very good. Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Is there any truth in the rumour that Catherine, who you offered a lift to, wanted to hear a record called She Was Only the Stockbroker's Daughter, but everybody got a share?
Hey, kids, stop smogging and pay attention to me. Because if you're a wild-eyed loner standing at the gates of oblivion, then hitch a ride with us, because we're on the last freedom moped out of nowhere city. And we haven't even told our parents what time we'll be back. So pull on your dancing trousers and get down to the total and utter king of rock and roll, Cliff Richard!
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living dog. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. I got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Okay guys, ready, Viv?
Completely ready when you are, Shaky!
Neil, does anybody know where the toilets are?
Mike? Does all this money really have to go to charity?
Hey, that's Michael. Hi, Cliff, it's me.
Who are you?
Oh, great joke, Your Majesty.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll.
Living doll.
Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll.
Living doll.
I got role than I, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Just feel
her
up in her trunk. So no big hunk can steal her away from me.
Get
down! Got myself okay. Crying dog in sleep.
Hey,
and
Cliff! I've just invented a quite new sound!
Got to do my best to please her.
Ow.
Just cause she's
untied your leg, Vivian.
Settle down, chaps.
Got her over an eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul.
I got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Okay, Daddy-O, lay the next funky riff on me.
He means what happens now, Cliff? The instrumental break.
Great, Cliff! Which instruments do you want us to break? Piano! Violin! Didgeridoo!
The locking guard's entirely politically unsound.
It's only a song, Rick.
Well, I feel sorry for the elephant.
Come on, guys.
I've got myself a crying, talking,
sleeping,
walking,
living dog. Got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a
living dog.
All right, guys, harmonies now.
Painful. Exactly.
Can I go now?
10 minutes to 9 o'clock. That's the fastest selling record since Band-Aids. Do they know it's Christmas? And it's all going to Comic Relief, which is funding for the Sudan and Ethiopia. And 20% of all money left goes to charity projects, for British-based projects involved with drug abuse, homelessness and disability amongst young people. Not many people know that.
No, they don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't. Cliff Richard. I was sort of on my mum's knee when that record.
I remember that song. I used to dance to it.
How's that? Nostalgia?
Yeah, definitely.
Who says it's a thing of the past? 10 to 9. Hogan, say bye-bye.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. Cochran.
Yeah.
Mind your manners. My name is Mickey Joe.
I have the fader. Be careful.
There's a hole in the road in Pear Street.
Are police looking into it?
Well, it's just outside the Garda station, so I'd imagine they're having a good look at it. That's restricting traffic two lanes. There's a girl waving. Two lanes on the left-hand side, and depending on who's parked where, you may be able to slip around to the right-hand side. Traffic generally seems to be moving fairly well this morning. Let's see. I took off from Black Rock at about, what would we say, 8:30?
Around about 8:30, yeah.
Yeah, 8:30. It's 8:50 now by the clock in the car.
And it's still in Black Rock.
No. I'm in Pierce Street. Justin thinks this is great fun, by the way. We're driving on into O'Connell Street, going to McDonald's and have another feed of breakfast.
Hey, Mike, the Hoth Road is busy. Why don't you go over there and be an hour late for work and check it out?
I might go into Burger King or I might go into Abracababra. So many people gave out to me the last day because I didn't mention their restaurant. I said, maybe I'll go to every one of them and have a right big feed.
Absolutely.
Turning into Westmoreland Street, requesting traffic from clearance from air traffic control this morning. I'm Mr. Block.
I think he's gone off his rock.
Is this guy for real?
Oops, there's a girl trying to run out in front of me. There's two Fiat cars.
Ah, good.
Yes.
Now, listen, while you're sort of rabbiting on the wild thoughts of one night...
There's Abracababra.
Oh, good. Listen, I want to tell everybody about our soccer game tomorrow.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'll be out.
It's in Belfield at 3 o'clock. Martin Block is playing left back in the dressing room. We're playing a team from Pika's nightclub, Dunleary, and all proceeds raised. You know, we got to pay to play. All proceeds go towards the Marist Youth Foundation in Percy Place. That's in Belfield. Your CD, 3 o'clock tomorrow, Good Friday. Hogan's playing as well.
Knobbly knees and all, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got your boots shined.
No, actually, I've got to go and buy a pair of boots. I haven't played football in
yours
years.
And yours.
I played one game. I played one game of rugby, and my lad got sent off for hitting a fella. I was 13 at the time. And ever since, I go to the rugby internationals and shout "Ruck," and everybody's bawling. I shout "Scrum," and everybody's rucking. But it's handy to have a couple of buzzwords.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it makes it real good. Thomas Street flying along here this morning.
Yeah.
Another fella blowing the horn. As I said, going off to have a little bit of breakfast, buy a pair of football boots. Looking forward to seeing lots of people tomorrow. We'll bring a whole pile of Abracadabra car stickers and see it high in the sky car stickers, and people will be able to get them. There's another fella waving at us. He's driving a Renault. And turning around by the Gresham Hotel, sit down and get some breakfast, and then back to the station.
Okay.
Martin Block, how lovely to speak with you this morning.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, Hogan, will you go away now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Hogan.
Yeah.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
You up? Hold on. Are you driving tomorrow?
Driving where?
Around town.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So then when you come back, it'll be near April, won't it? It will be April.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
Oh, goody, goody.
It'll be April Fool's Day.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
Yes.
Again.
Tuesday morning.
We should have some fun then.
We might maybe land in the Liffey or something interesting like that.
Yeah. Okay, you have yourselves a good weekend, and I'll see you later on.
Catch on, bye.
Bye. Before we go, don't forget that match tomorrow, 3 o'clock in Belfield. We're going to have a lot of fun. And our lady who won our Jemison's competition is Michelle Duffy in Cedarwood, Close Glass, Nevin, Dublin 11. From Martin Block.
Yes, good evening. Or good morning. Still evening, you know.
He was at the Parker's night last night.
That's right.
It shows. 6 minutes to nine. It's this healthy Hal Gregory signing off this morning. Scott Williams is next. A blow monkey is Australian slang for an Aborigine who plays a didgeridoo. So what more can we say but g'day, g'day, g'day. See you tomorrow morning at six. Bye.
Just got your message, baby. It's a sight to see you fade away.
Well, this is feeling. Catch your breath and leave me reeling.
He'll get you in the end. It's God's revenge. Oh, I know I should come clean, but I prefer to deceive.
Every day I walk alone.
Yes.
And I pray that God will see me.
I know it's wrong, tell me why. Is it I'm in your scene? I know I'll die. Feeling. Oh, but I wouldn't call that living.
I'm like a boy among men. I'm like a permanent friend.
Well, I'd like to think that I was just myself again. Oh, tell me why. Is it I'm digging your
one. For thousands of Irish people, America is still the land of golden opportunity. Many will persevere knocking on the door to find a legal way in, but the vast majority will find a back door into their land of milk and honey. Today in the Irish Independent, immigration expert Howard Deutsch concludes his two-part series on getting the green card.
It's still a matter of patience and persistence. but knowing what you need can save endless time and trouble.
But how much can it cost to make entry legal, and how difficult is it to measure up to the preference system?
I assure you, it's still a million times easier than getting through the eye of a needle.
This morning, open your eyes with the Irish Independent.
A one-hour photo news flash. New, big, glossy, super-size prints are now available at One Hour Photo's ILAC Center branch. Super-size prints, super quality, and a super-fast one-hour service. Have your photos developed today at One Hour Photo ILAC Center and get super, super-size prints. Super-size prints, now available at One Hour Photo ILAC Center.
We're giving you an extra chance to get great Easter treats at Penny's of Dunleary. We'll be open from 9.30 to 1 o'clock and from 3 o'clock to 6 this Good Friday. If you want to stand out in the Easter parade, get the latest in fashion looks at Penny's of Dunleary. Open this Good Friday.
Penny's, getting better all the time.
If you've got a card to sell, the Evening Herald adds as well. There's just one thing that you should know. The Herald's more at steal the show. 727-4444.
On 819 AM, 102 and 103.5 Stereo FM, this is Q102.
Q102 News, good morning. In Melbourne, Australia, 21 people have been injured in a car bomb explosion. 11 of the injured are police officers. The bomb was set off outside police headquarters in the centre of the city. No one has claimed responsibility, but police are thought to be making checks on a right-wing group. South African police say they shot dead two more blacks in the night of rioting, bringing the death toll to 34 in 48 hours of violence. The two men died and two more were hurt when police with shotguns fired on a group with who petrol bombed a vehicle in Crossroads, Scotterscamp. A coloured man was injured when a crowd turned on him in Crossroads, which has been torn by violence since two policemen were killed there on Tuesday. Meanwhile, here at home, the government has announced a ban on all imported fruit and vegetables from South Africa. The ban is due to begin in October. Some importers may be able to avoid the ban. They will have to prove that they've been purchasing vast amounts of merchandise over the last 3 years and can't find another source. Ireland will be the first common market country to impose such a ban. The United States has rejected a Soviet proposal for both sides to withdraw warships from the Mediterranean. The Soviet Premier, Mikhail Gorbachev, put forward the idea at a Kremlin banquet last night. He strongly attacked the United States over its military engagements with Libya in the Gulf of Sirte, but a State Department official in Washington said that the Soviet Union must understand that America was keeping a presence and a commitment to NATO by having vessels in the Mediterranean. Ireland's beef trade with Canada is expected to come to an end. The Canadians have placed a levy on all imports from the common market. A month ago, Canada signed a three-year agreement with the EEC for beef, most of which would have come from Ireland. Farm Minister Mr. Austin DC has been asked to intervene. Finally, the weather forecast for the Dublin area, rather cold this morning with sunny spells but becoming cloudy with scattered rain showers this afternoon. Winds are fresh, southwesterly in direction, and the local Dublin temperature will reach a maximum of 9 degrees Celsius. That's Q102 News with Brian Jennings.
9 a.m. The time has arrived for Switzers to open, and arriving every day at Accent are the latest, greatest styles for spring.
Q102 Music.
Scott.
Thank you.
Mangles, that's Manic Monday. What does one say at this hour of the morning? That was Gochran, Block and Hogan in the morning, and GBH it was. Thank you, guys. 3.5 minutes past nine. Your Dublin station, the Q102 and 103.5. Scott Williams here till midday. And here's Samantha Fox.